It's November 15th, 2016, 1 week after the U.S. election. I'm at a NATO conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. The place has been buzzing about Russian interference in the U.S. election. One intelligence source has told me there are no less than 140 English-language fake news outlets in neighboring Macedonia, all for the purpose of manipulating voters' thinking in the U.S. Back in Washington, March 30th, 2017, former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts had noticed similar activity, and he told the Senate Intelligence Committee he believed those websites were linked to bots.
A closer look at those bots tied in closely with other social media campaigns we had observed pushing Russian propaganda months before.
U.S. intelligence believed it was all a part of a sophisticated Russian intelligence operation.
They have an extremely capable intelligence service with exceptional cyber capabilities that they have repeatedly demonstrated, not only against the United States, but against places like Estonia and Georgia.
Robert Litt was general counsel in the office of the Director of National Intelligence until earlier this year. Former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers said this was a part of an overarching doctrine in Russia.
And so they took all of their cyber actors and are combining them in this one information warfare center.
In an exclusive interview, Virginia Senator Mark Warner, Vice Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, explained how Russia went about its work.
Specifically, what Russia did, they started a campaign where they hacked into private individual accounts, both parties' accounts, Democrats and Republicans.
And Warner said the Russians made a decision
to only release information harmful to the Democratic candidate, Clinton, somewhere mid-spring to summer.
And coming up in our next report,
the second part of their campaign, which was even more sophisticated.
On Capitol Hill, J.J. Green, WTOP News.